Why are you such a negative thinker? To, well, everybody knows that is true. Or, why must you always be the roadblock? Or, so-and-so says that it is true. Or the real clincher, which is, but what if what I say is true? Can you afford to take the chance? Which I have had presented to me a number of times in my life, and I'm sure you have too. But all of this, of course, is simply in lieu of proof, which is what I really want. Not just the proof that the assertion is true, but also a demonstration of the relevance of it to my life. Maybe it is true, but so what? I'm not abstractly seeking truth for the sake of truth. There's no value in that to me. I am seeking to use my limited resources in ways that will produce the most happiness for me. I just plain don't have the resources to check out every possible truth that exists in this world. Now, I have to accept the fact that I'm going to alienate those who want me to accept their words without proof. But as the silver rule indicates, these people are not the ones I'm trying to attract anyway. And by standing for what I know to be the right standards, or what I believe to be the right standards, and rejecting those who do not have similar standards, I am making myself more attractive to those with whom I do want to have lasting relationships. Now, as I look about me, I can see that there are many things in life that other individuals have accepted as premises without really bothering to dig into them to see if there is either truth or relevance to them. Major decisions are then based upon these premises. Though I can't be sure I have not mistakenly accepted the false premises of someone else in my own life, this is no reason for me to let down my guard with respect to the unproven premises that others suggest I should take. If I can recognize that they're unproven, then the fact that I may have let one slip in the past is no reason to let my guard down in this case. And one area that I find very typical of this question is the existence of God. Now, according to some, my happiness for all eternity depends upon the right answer to the question of the existence of God. In their eyes, if I choose the right answer to the question, what is God or does he exist, I will live in mental well-being for all eternity, and who could ask for anything more? If I choose wrongly, I will suffer eternal discomfort in a burning hell. Now, I would say that that's an awful lot at stake. I wouldn't want to minimize the risk involved. It would seem to make the issue very relevant in my life. Others don't make the stakes quite so large, but according to them, my happiness here on earth depends upon my acknowledgement of what God is, and if I simply acknowledge him in the right way, then I will find that I will get greater happiness. By accepting the premise that God exists until he is proven not to exist, it can be made virtually impossible to disprove the existence of God. But this is as meaningless as it is in the case where the individual comes along and suddenly foists some new idea upon you and says, well, if you can't prove to me that it's wrong in the next 30 seconds, then you should run out and change your whole life accordingly. Because the principle here is exactly the same. The first I heard about God was from other human beings. So the burden of both proof and relevance is on them. Now, this is not to say that I do not make investigations on my own initiative when I see a lead that may be productive of greater well-being for myself. But I am only recognizing here that the idea was first suggested by others. And if I ignore them entirely, it would leave me at least no worse off than I was before they said anything to begin with. All I'm saying, then, is that I must begin my inquiry into this subject in the same way that I would inquire into any subject, with an open mind, with no preconceived conclusions, other than those that I have already proven for my own satisfaction. So, as I approach the subject then, what do I know for sure about the possible existence of God? Well, an often heard justification is that I know a great deal because all I have to do is merely look around me and I see that the world exists. Where did it come from if there is no God? But of course, this is proof of only one thing, that the world exists. It does not automatically mean anything further than that. But of course, how could such a thing as great and wonderful as the world just happen? There must be a God who created it. Well, how could such a tremendous thing as God just happen? Every argument that is designed to prove that the world could not have created itself would also apply to the question of whether or not God could have created himself. The principle would have to be the same in only recognizing that it's even possible. In fact, one could just as easily say that the world or the universe is God and that it did create itself, which would make the definition of God as simply the first cause or